Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman katsiran katsira. Amma ba'd. We are reading and discussing from this kitab Mu'amalat. Mu'amalat means the spiritual dimensions of monetary dealings in Islam, that how a person's income sustenance can be Sharia compliant in accordance to the dictates of Shariat and the will of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We have begun the discussion of incorrect practices during business and dealings. And amongst them has been mentioned in regards to weighing and measuring, weight and measure, where a person is cheats in weight and measure. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also warns in Surah Mutaffifin, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ, the destruction and woe to the cheaters. Mutaffifin refers to those that cheat. When it comes to weight and measure, then they cheat, they don't give the full due. This can be extended also, as we discussed, to time. A person has a contract, working in a company, someone's business, whatever it may be, so they also has an agreement that when he comes to work, he has to clock in at this time and clock at a certain time. But he doesn't come in time, or he leaves early without mutual agreement between employer and employee, but thereafter he expects full payment thereafter. So this is also cheating. So in regards to cheating in weight and measure, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about Qawmi Shu'aib. The people of Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam, they were also destroyed because of this. When it came to weighing and measuring, he also, they used to cheat. They used to give less in measure, but they used to take full payment. Because of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destroyed them. Continuing from there, the Sharia forbids giving a customer less than he is paying for. In fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has instructed us to give a little more. It's also a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to give a little more when a person is weighing or is measuring, or if he's paying also. Person can see the person he's dealing with right now, is that on a very good footing? Is that on a very good financial status right now? Give him a little bit extra. As we mentioned before also, sometimes we're buying from the vendors on the street corners, selling some fruits or some wares, whatever you may have. Now to ask that person for a discount, he's living from hand to mouth. So the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam teaches us, at least at that, in that transaction, give a little more. Person, example, is selling for 15 rand, you have a 20 rand, then keep the change. The barakat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you, and you'll make him happy. And he'll see this is the character of a Muslim. Not that he only wants to make money from me, but he also wants to give. He's charitable. So give a little extra. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once passed a person employed to weigh goods for a trader. Wow, we have packers nowadays in supermarkets, they're packing goods for us. So they are employed to pack goods. In those days also, these two have people that were employed to weigh the goods. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed him and said, weigh and add to the weight. So Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, five things are given in exchange of five. When the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum inquired about the meaning thereof, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whenever a nation broke its agreements, whenever a nation broke its agreements, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused its enemies to overcome them. And this type of riwayat you understand in these narrations, that for every action there is a reaction. For every amal that we do, good or bad, there is a reaction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has a complete system. The sunnah of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in Quran Sharif you find also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a command. If you will fulfill this command, this will be the reward from Allah. If you break this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this will be the punishment from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is absolutely just. Inna Allah ya'muru bil adl. Allah ta'ala gives the command to be just. So Allah ta'ala is very fair. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond that also. That a person does a good amal, Allah ta'ala gives a basic reward mentioned in Quran Sharif. Wallahu yudha'ifu liman yasha. And according to the quality of your intention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies it also. But for the bad deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes only the, Allah instructs the malaika to write only the sin of one bad deed. When it comes to good deeds, man ja'a bil hasana falahu ashru amthaliha. A person makes amal, does one good deed, Allah ta'ala says 10 returns for you. And more than that, if Allah ta'ala wants to give. So there's an action and reaction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever a person, a nation broke its agreement, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused its enemies to overcome them. So here we can understand, Allah ta'ala has tied our amal. If a person breaks the agreements, and this becomes a norm, people say, don't worry about it. We can break your word. You didn't promise him anything. And we mentioned many times these examples, person selling the house also has an agent to sell the house. And you find commonly this complaint comes also that he bypasses the agent and goes directly to the seller. Let's take out the middleman, but I got an agreement with him. Take him out of the equation. Why are you going to give him the percentage? Then we find from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side what happens thereafter. Even now the enemies will say, don't deal with these people. Or people will say, don't deal with Muslims. Just breaking agreements. Allah ta'ala shows the effect of it. So many a times these things happen. When we break agreements with people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused his enemies to overcome them. When a nation judged by any law other than that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, poverty became their lot. When a nation judged by any law other than that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, we use other systems to sort our problems out. Person doesn't comply with Sharia in regards to his own personal life also, his own children's life also. He doesn't judge by the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will use his own discretion, he will use his own mind, but in his business also. And commonly we hear, let's go to the lawyers. Whether the lawyer now will be fair and just according to Sharia or not, or I have my lawyer, or I have my accountant, or I have so and so. For a Muslim, I have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's go to the ulama-i-karam. Let's go, we have certain institutions and organizations. Let's go by the law of Allah tabarak. It becomes common now that you will not use and practice upon the law of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then poverty becomes the lot. What meaning now? There will be no barakat in the life anymore. He might be having everything, but there's no barakat. He's living like a pauper. Whenever immorality and fornication became rife in any community, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes untimely death amongst them. Just because of zina, immorality. What do you call bihayai? Bihayai, a father doesn't care about the modesty of his daughter and his wife. He will take them in public view and for other men to look at them. In Sharia, his term is the youth. The youth refers to a person who doesn't care who enters upon my wife or my daughters, or my mother or my sisters. Doesn't worry about it. And he feels fine about it. He takes them into public. We have a reservation for tonight. Takes the entire family. Ghair mahram men. Now we hear it very commonly. The ulama have to mention these things. That where a boy comes for a proposal for my daughter also. And we have to do a background check about the boy. He looks all right, but you don't want to make it official. So fathers will take the daughters to the coffee shop. Tell the boy, come meet my daughter here. Come and meet my daughter at the coffee shop in full view of the father having no sharab and haya in himself. He'll take his daughter to the coffee shop. Boy come meet him. The mother is sitting there also. The kuffar lifestyle. Third is the life of a Muslim. Untimely death. One is death of the heart. The father has no heart left. What will go into the child, that little daughter also? My parents don't have sharam and haya in them and modesty to protect my modesty. What will happen to our grandchildren? Now understand, my dear brothers, what ulama are saying. That the fear of Allah has left the heart of the ummah. The fear of Allah, what you call taqwa, has left the heart of the ummah. What has happened to the children and grandchildren? The fear of Allah hasn't left them. Allah has left their heart. Allah has left their heart. Even question now, do we have to? Already we know in Western countries, they're already questioning, is there a God? And probably right now, The next generation, they're questioning now the same thing. Is there really a God? It's all about materialism. Because the parents lost taqwa and fear of Allah, this has come into their hearts, and we hear now children in grade 2, grade 3, grade 4, they come to parents, why should I keep roza? I'm going to a Christian white school. Good people, they have good character. And such good manners they have. And they are good human beings. These are the things children are saying nowadays. They are good human beings. Do we have to keep roza? Why punish ourselves long days? They don't keep fast. They don't read namaz 5 times a day. But they're good human beings. The whole term has come, the good human beings. And they follow a religion also. So why can't we do the same? Allah has left their hearts. Fear of Allah has left our hearts. We see the generation coming down. What is happening to them? Allah Ta'ala protect us. So in fornication, in morality, bihayai. Fornication is not only adultery, what we term as the adultery or fornication, is also zina of the eyes. Zina of the eyes, looking at zina al-ayn an-nadhar. The zina of the eyes is to look at haram, but I'm not supposed to look at. Now we give little children the gadgets, they're looking at haram. You put the TV on, how many a mother says, just to keep them busy, put the TV on. Put the internet on, let them watch these things. Zina of the eyes, you're growing up with this. Then we find untimely death. Father got cancer all of a sudden. Mother has cancer. Untimely. We had plans now for the next 30, 40 years. We need to do this and need to do that. The breadwinner has left the house. What has happened? So Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding. For every action, there will be a reaction. To complete the riwayat, whenever a nation defrauded others by giving short measure, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed their affluence. Allah destroyed their affluence and caused famine and starvation to overcome them. And when people defaulted in paying zakat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused rains to be withheld from them. Allah ta'ala save us and give us sufi to make amal inshaAllah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah. Astaghfirullah.